Welcome to a new time. Welcome to a new era. Welcome to WrestleMania. And welcome to the We'll Make a Fan Out of You podcast, episode 4. This is the podcast where we talk about the wrestling world with our aim to make you a fan of us while we talk about the greatest entertainment on the planet. I'm Aaron Newsome, and he is Nitesh T-Dog Sharma.
Bonjour.
You can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts, and we're also on YouTube at We'll Make a Fan Out of You. Nitesh will give you the socials, because I'm ill.
Welcome to the new era and the special podcast of We'll Make a Fan Out of You. Our social handles are at Make a Fan of You. You can find us on TikTok, Instagram, and X. And if you do want to watch this in video format, give us a follow and subscribe on YouTube. And that is We'll Make a Fan Out of You. We really would love your feedback on this. This is a sort of a hobby, a passion project, and we're going to stay consistent. Professional wrestling is, like I said in the last few episodes, it means a lot to us, and why not just make a podcast about it? Because why not? Let's get our faces out there. Let's get our voices out there. One day we'll be interviewing people at WrestleMania. You never know.
I'm not going in a press conference with Roman Reigns after the clips I've seen this morning. People being ejected, people being shut down. No, thank you. Give me like Seth Rollins. I'll interview him. He seems cuddly and friendly. Hopefully we get better with every episode. I hope this one isn't too good because I am hopped up on cold medication. The Rock was that electrifying tonight. It gave me a fever. I've woke up sweating.
You went into a fever dream, didn't you?
I did, yes. But yeah, here we are after night one. Some of our predictions were right. Some of the predictions were wrong. We're going to react through it. Overall, what did you think?
I thought it was a strong night one. There was one match that was highly disappointing.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a little while. But like I said before, I wasn't a fan of the stage, but it won me over last night.
I liked it more than you when we first saw it. We alluded to it, I think, in the last episode. We both had problems with the stage last year. Yes, it was nice and fancy, but bits of it looked cheap. Bits of it were far too big. This one, I liked it. It's more compact. And then it won me over with all the interactivity in the first... Yeah, not so much the first match, but when we get to the ladder match, I was completely and utterly sold on it. I was in. I really liked it. Before we get to that first match, the Becky v Rhea one, just want to give a shout out Michael Cole, 23rd WrestleMania. I never realised that until he said it as he was opening up.
Wow, that's an interesting stat, isn't it?
Yeah, fair play to him. He is the voice of professional wrestling, in my opinion, these days. I know you've always got JR there in the background, but Michael Cole is the
For how here. Consistent he has been constantly throughout his WWE career.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good. It's good.
And I'm going to do it now because or else I'm going to do it every single match. But Samantha Irvine absolutely killed it.
My hat's off to her. She is the best ring announcer I've heard in a very long time.
And I'd probably
in sports as well, on par with Howard Finkel. I'm a big Howard Finkel fan. Like, he would get me hyped for all matches. And she did just a fantastic job last night, or WrestleMania night one, whenever you're listening to this podcast. Chef's kiss.
Yeah, so WrestleMania 40. Triple H, thank you for giving me on my intro to this episode. I was smiling ear to ear when he started saying welcome to. I was like, yes! I wrote that as a quick pitch to try and get started in every episode, and now it's going to stick. Yeah. So yeah. First match was he came out and did the shortest intro of all time just so they can get a soundbite of him saying welcome to WrestleMania. It was good. That was a good opening. They showed the stage off. They introduced people. The first use of the 4K camera in a while, or 8K camera, the bokeh effect.
Yeah, I didn't really enjoy it in the pandemic era because, like you say, it made you feel funny when they were walking.
In motion, it doesn't look
good. Yeah, but that whole just showcasing the person.
Yeah, Rhea with a belt.
Worked.
Becky just looking like a badass. That really worked. So yeah, they both come out. Becky's got a book speech going on. She's got the dress which had Paige. I didn't realise until I rewatched it this morning. Had Paige's the book on. That was really cool. And then Rhea steals the show with Brutality Live by Motionless in White, was it?
Motionless in White, I love. So bit of background is we watched it at my house, WrestleMania Night 1. We had my family over and obviously Aaron, the honorary Uso. We'll get to that bit in a bit. But yeah, so we were like, is that Rhea Ripley? And I knew it was Motionless in White.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of their music. And that was just it was a good way to hype the crowd. Yes, I know heavy metal and stuff like that's not everyone's cup of tea, but that got the wrestling fans hyped, and just Rhea Ripley, so stunning.
Yeah, I think at this point I said just step on me, which made your uncle cringe a little bit. But I was like, it's a great look. The long hair is a lot better on her as well.
Yeah, you can tell. Like she looked good dancing the way down, singing her theme song.
I love that, because if that was in an era gone in past, she would not have had been singing. She would have had to keep in character. The fact they just let it go out there, have fun. And that's what, to be fair, the match was just fun.
Yeah, the match had a really good pacing to it, and they were really selling on Rhea's arm being injured throughout it. Becky got some good offense off. Highlight was when Rhea was on top rope, and then Becky just uses her injured arm to yank her off there.
Yeah.
And it flowed well, although the crowd...
They were booing Becky.
Yeah, they were booing Becky. Yeah, and yes, I get it, Rhea Ripley is good, but I thought it would be a bit more of a 50-50 on this one.
Yeah, I think Becky really did well throughout this entire match.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Rhea needed to look good. She was going to look good, and Becky was going to help elevate her. And they both had a strong showing. It weren't a squash match by any means, which I like to see. They could have just done that. This will be compared to last year's match with Charlotte Flair, which is a little bit unfair.
Which just won match of the year.
Yeah,
at time of recording.
I called that.
You called that.
Yeah, so really happy with this match. Great opener. It's one of the reasons we put it in as the opener when we did predictions. Just makes sense. Rhea went for a frog splash. Well, didn't hit it and then hit it for later on. And I've never seen her do that, I don't think.
I've never seen her hit a frog splash at all. That's why I was like really surprised she could do it.
And then, sorry to cut across, but there was the Riptide onto the buckle as well, which was new.
Yeah.
So it weren't just a showcase of what she's doing this last year. She was like, introducing new moves, new ideas.
Yeah, that electric chair on the outside, that looks so painful.
Your uncle, because your uncle did some semi-professional wrestling in Kov, and he was shivering next to me. He was like, oh, that's not a bump you want to take, and fair play. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
And also, I've done some training as well, but I was very young. I was like 13, 14, so I couldn't really do much, but it was fun.
There's a tornado DDT, and they work the arm with some disarmers to show Becky Lynch off.
Yeah, that's when I thought Rhea would tap, because like, in the predictions podcast, I went with Becky to win the title. But no, it was... Yeah, Rhea countered it. Did like a little power bomb from there. Becky took some mean bumps, didn't she? And for us listeners or video listeners that are new to the wrestling scene and listening to us, a bump is where they take the move and onto the wrestling mat, or as Aaron alluded to, outside of the ring, and they just look painful.
The thin layer of foam that they get on the ring.
And even a wrestling ring is just plywood, a little bit of memory foam and a canvas. Does hurt. Yeah.
Interestingly, just as a side note, there's a clip of Bron Breakker on Stand and Deliver, and he runs the ropes and actually shifts the ring.
Yeah.
But when you see that, like, his foot's planting on the ground, this is what I'm bringing it up, foot plants on the ground and there's no give.
No.
He's just running at breakneck speed and bouncing off the ropes.
Yeah.
Yeah, nasty electric chair. The Riptide to the turnbuckle was basically the finisher.
Yeah.
Did that, another Riptide, gets the pin.
And then
on the centre of the Prime logo.
Yeah.
Let's just get into that now. How do we feel? Does it make you thirsty?
I don't mind the Prime logo. I thought it would be really in our face.
You thought it was a colourful
blue
and yeah.
Yeah. And the way that it looked last at WrestleMania Night 1, it worked. Not a fan of sponsoring every single match.
Well, it was interesting. This one didn't have a sponsor because I think it was the showcase for the Prime logo, that drawing bottle on the side, which comes up later. I don't mind it. There's one match in particular was the main event, had some American insurance company or something. There was a red triangle that kind of followed the action around on the border, and it just kept distracting me because I felt there was something stuck on the ropes. That's just my brain, how it works on that point. But yeah, the rest of them, like Wingstop sponsored a match. There was some kind of Mexican drink.
Yeah, Mexican drink.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. I do want to try it. So if you are sponsoring people, hit us up.
yeah. I didn't mind it. It was also on the turnbuckles, which was a bit like, oh, okay.
I didn't think the Prime logo would be on the turnbuckle, but we noticed it and I was like, okay. Yeah.
And it wasn't as obnoxious as Bat Stand Deliver. They had a fallout. I don't know if it was the whole event because I was in and out watching that. I was getting ready to go out and we were doing episode stuff and clips. But there was a fallout match and there was Pit Boys and there was blatantly a point where they paid money to have a move land on the Pit Boy. I kept calling it in the night, didn't I, go in? No, get them over the Prime logo when you're supposed to do the move. As that is the kind of joke that's going to keep happening.
It's the running joke, isn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, Rhea looked strong. Becky looked good. Does Becky go away for a bit now? Spend more time with the family? Maybe?
Yeah, her contract's up allegedly. So
she's got 2 months left, which doesn't get to Clash of the Castle. She's not going to another company.
No.
Her and Seth are going to get some stay amazing here. Deal. Yeah. At WWE. They're both WWE like mainstays at this point.
Yeah.
Becky probably wants a bit more time with the kid. I think that was one of the reasons why she had the NXT stint, which worked really well in the year.
Wasn't working much of a harder schedule, were they?
Yeah, you're in Florida for most of the week, aren't you? And you maybe then go to a PLE.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it'd be interesting to see what happens tomorrow night. Does the Judgment Day survive night two of Mania? Where does she go from there?
Rhea retains, so they can come and they go.
Just with her and everyone else who's going to fall out, there's going to be some backlash. We'll get to the...
But it's a great segue because the next match is for the WWE Undisputed Tag Team Championships.
Shout out to the weird mid promo with the build-up video.
Yeah, with Pretty Deadly. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that was quite fun. One of the intro videos did really well,
mm-hmm.
I felt. They all had a different kind of feel to them.
It's because they were all sponsored by different...
Weekly modes. Vodka and whatnot. Yeah. Was Weekly Vodka this one?
This one was
Weekly Vodka. I don't know what we're calling our sponsors. We're not sponsored by them, but WWE with shills. So yeah, the intros to this one, this is what absolutely sold me.
On the stage, right?
The new
guy. We'll get to that bit. We'll get...
DIY coming out to the DX.
The DX was brilliant. You can just tell Shawn Michaels is in the back going, Johnny Gargano, do you want my hat?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, sure.
Definitely. Right. And it wasn't as epileptic as it was in the 90s when they did it.
Yeah.
I've watched some old episodes and gone back and I'm like, my eyes. But it was good. Great intro. The best one was the New Day.
Yeah.
New Day's with the little... You can watch that about 5 or 6 times and see just something different happening in that intro.
Yeah. Every time. Shout out to New Day where Xavier Woods just comes out as... They're going with the whole Rocky and Apollo Creed thing, but Xavier Woods was in TNA as Consequences Creed. Yeah. I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to get my Consequences Creed outfit out.
Yeah.
But there was a botch, which shout out to Michael Cole, because you did notice the botch. And if you didn't notice the botch, it would stay there. And that's when, after Awesome Truth come out, that Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate were coming out. But
we don't call them New Catch Republic.
No. But they were still known as Awesome Truth.
Big strong boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, they came out and half the graphics didn't swap, which, oopsie, feel a bit bad for them, but they swapped over quite quickly as the announcement was happening. Not the end of the world.
Yeah, that's what I say. Like, it looks like Michael Cole was spearheading, going, gotta change this.
Yeah, and then you had some weird gimp masks on the Judgment Day, which I want to gloss over.
I thought it was great.
No, because it makes me want Demon Finn Balor back.
Wow, yeah, of course you want Demon back. But at this point, we ordered desserts, so I missed this entrance, so I had to re-watch it.
Yeah, we ate a lot of food watching this. I was feeling ill anyway on Saturday beforehand, but the food probably didn't help. Energy drink definitely didn't help at 2 a.m. My heart was racing at that point. But yeah, we got proven that the briefcase is still around. Natasha's theory still holds up that Finn Balor's got the real one.
My theory is happening. Night two, it's happening. It's happening. But we haven't got through to the main bit, and... What above the ring? Is it just all four titles in one?
When we discussed this off camera, which we both said probably should have been included in our thing, we thought they were going to have one Raw bout, one SmackDown bout hanging. Old school way, they're not on one hook.
Yeah.
That was our opinion of how they were going to do it, but it was really smart. So they had both Raw bouts on one hook, just slightly off center, and then both SmackDown bouts off center.
Off center, yeah.
And this was the kind of car crash ladder match you want. This is what you want.
Definitely.
this is a staple. If you've not got a ladder match for something, you're going wrong. I wanted it to be for the US Championship this year.
Yeah, I'm glad it was tag team. They get more people. Yeah. Just some highlights of it. Ladders are in. Tyler Bate
straight away.
Yeah, Tyler Bate does his airplane spin with Finn Balor and a ladder. And it was like, he's a big, strong boy. Yeah, it didn't last long, but
They take out one of the New Day and then like he took the ladder off of one for
Them. Cause... And then you get a moonsault from top of the ladder outside where, once again, the big strong boys, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate, the ladder's doing a moonsault. And then, it was just bumps after bumps and it was good. I enjoyed it.
They did a good job with this because we've talked about our feelings sometimes on multi-man matches and how champions get portrayed. Judgment Day got cleared out of the ring, but then they're back in there straight away near enough, dominating a little bit. It's what you want to see. And it led to one of the funniest moments. It was Royal Rumble.
A big WrestleMania moment,
yeah. R-Truth. He's there in the corner wanting the hot tag. The Miz does the roll, gets the hot tag in, and he wins the match. R-Truth pins.
He counts him as well after he hits the FU.
Yeah.
And then,
Finn Balor.
On Finn Balor, yeah. And then he calls in DIY to get them to do the switching music and pedigree. That's brilliant.
Yeah, and then the Miz is telling him, no, this is a ladder match.
Yeah, and they decide then to go for both bouts, but then...
Yeah, their alliance is still strong. Yeah.
And then shock.
This was a big FU to Dave Meltzer. So
it was,
Dave Meltzer had said, the A-Town Down Under's getting removed from the match. Don't hold any hope, basically. And the first bit of action, they get up the ladder. This is the only thing they do all match, is they go up and get SmackDown belts. Do I think they're going to hold it for long? No. What about you?
I think they'll have a good showcase. I'm glad that they finally decided to split the SmackDown and Raw tag division. Yeah. Just a side note as well, after, yes, they did nothing in the match, but then Grayson Waller took a massive bump. I didn't realise that someone bridged a ladder in between the announce desk and ring. But as soon as they won the SmackDown Tag Championships, I think it was Tyler Bate just threw Grayson Waller outside of the ring.
Yeah, it was a bit of a shame because they gave them the SmackDown belts, but they didn't look as strong as anyone else in the match.
No.
New Day got a bit of short change of thought as well. They had a few moments, but I'm just going to say New Catch Republic, I'm sorry. They seemed really strong. DIY got over massively, I thought.
Well, they brought tables out. Oh, it's a TLC match.
Yeah, all the tables come out. R-Truth had a table. They had two tables.
You get a table. You get a table.
So, yeah, it was good. Prime's at the side of the ring. I think this is the first time we noticed it.
Yeah.
They might have zoomed in on it before the first match. But yeah, people went into the Prime. I don't know how I felt about that bit, but it comes up clutch later on, I will say. I just thought it's going to happen.
And it's the way definitely going to happen.
So yeah, there's a couple of good spots with Tornado DDT on the outside. Through a table, was it?
Through a table. Johnny Gargano hit his finisher DDT from the ring to the table that was outside.
Yeah, so Pete Dunne took that one, and then Ciampa and Bates were on top of the ladder, and it was an air raid crash.
Yeah.
And this was the point this morning, my missus come downstairs, sat with me, and was like, where are they going? I went, there's only one way to go from there.
Well, once you go up, you definitely come down.
And then
Big Ed comes out, right?
Yeah, JD McDonagh. I like this involvement. I thought this was really smart.
I thought it was very dangerous because he overshot what...
That was, I thought it was textbook.
Yeah. I thought he overshot it a little bit.
If you look at him go through that second table, I thought it was textbook. That's how he went through a table.
Yeah.
As stupid as that sounds.
Might have to watch it on 2x speed just to see how overshot he did it.
Yeah. Yeah. But then you've got Priest, just the scariest thing in the world with the Miz. So the ladder is damaged. I think it was a bit with the New Day earlier on. Ladder got damaged.
You could see the refs going, don't go on the ladder. Don't go on the ladder.
But Priest was halfway up the ladder and he was like, I'm going up. Miz runs up the ladder from the damaged side.
Just makes it worse.
Yeah.
Just makes it worse.
That was a scary spot.
Yeah.
And this led to the best moment of the entire WrestleMania. Not going to get topped. R-Truth conquers his fear of ladders. He was, I think, 5-0 loss-wise at Mania.
Yeah.
Now he's finally won.
He got it.
Oh, I was over the moon. This, to be fair, makes this one of the best WrestleManias ever. The rest of it could have been an absolute disaster, and
would have topped it all.
Oh yeah. We were starting out with a sort of strong midline, and then this elevated it. It's stupid because it's the funniest title win of all time, really. There's a couple of feel good moments, to be fair.
They all got their showcase. I don't think Judgment Day got much love.
No. Yeah, not at all, really.
And is that the plot? Is that planting the seeds of my fantasy booking for WrestleMania Night 2?
No, I don't think so. I'm going to be quite staunch on this one. I think he's going to cash in.
But we all know Finn Balor's going to win. I know. Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah. It will be the bet. It will be the one of the perfect, like, footnotes to Drew McIntyre's story, because he's won by cheating and all this and just accepting what comes his way. Mm-hmm. So if he wins and then gets cashed in on it, it's just like a chef's kiss moment for it.
Yeah.
And then that sets up Priest v. McIntyre for after Mania, and that's what I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
That will be a good feud. I don't think we've seen it, really. There was a little
Bit of a snippet, right?
So then we get Judgment Day match 3. I just realised that Judgment Day's involved in the first 3 matches.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
LWO versus Santos and Dirty Dom. I don't know how to feel about this match. It was enjoyable.
It was very enjoyable. I thought it was very rushed.
I thought Andrade needed an entrance. I thought he got hard shifted coming out to Rey and the LWO.
Yeah. I'm glad Santos Escobar got his entrance a bit. We all want that poncho. If anyone hasn't seen it, go check Santos Escobar's poncho at WrestleMania 40 Night 1.
And then Dirty Dom's got his older luchador style outfit on, which was nice.
Yeah.
This was basically a vehicle to show off Andrade, this match.
Do you reckon? I thought it was just to showcase all the Latinos.
It did, but Andrade looked really strong.
He did.
It was... I thought Dirty Dom as well looked really good. If you look at Dom from last year... Is this his third WrestleMania now? Or second? He was involved in a tag. Singles.
Yeah.
Tag match.
Yeah.
And I bet if you go and just watch those 3 matches alone, you'll see how much he's improved.
Yeah.
He is learning on the job.
Yeah.
Him and Maxime Dupri are like, this is how you do learning on the job.
Yeah.
He gets a bit more of a pass off of most people than Maxime Dupri, which is very unfair. And then you've got later on, you'll have Jay Cargill comes out of the match and unfortunately do a point painted into a corner with her where she can't learn on the job. They've dressed her as such a superstar. She looks like too much of a superstar to have that.
Learning on the job sort of thing, yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
Whereas for someone like Dominic Mysterio, each match he gets better because they're giving him that time to learn. And yeah, I'm a big Dominic Mysterio fan.
He needs a new haircut.
I love it.
I don't.
It's very classic Eddie.
Yeah.
For non-wrestling fans, again, if you are listening to this podcast, Eddie Guerrero, big legend. We should do an episode on that later down the line. This is the next sponsored match.
Yeah. Yeah. This one was a little bit out there, but there was a lot of colour in this match, so I think it got away with it. I've just thought of a really good match next year, WrestleMania. It's a mask v hair match. Rey Mysterio versus Dominic. Let's do it. Although, Rey Mysterio definitely pulled a Hollywood Hogan on this one and refused to put Dominic over.
Yeah.
That was my prediction. And, it didn't happen.
We both wanted Dominic to win. He deserved it, really, for the year that he's had.
Yeah. And you thought, obviously, Carlito was going to turn, and that's how they could have done the Andrade situation.
Then just have everyone turn on Rey. Poor old Rey.
Yeah.
He's caused all of this.
He's father of the year in this company.
Not my father of the year.
No. He's not one's father of the year. What? Everyone knows who that is.
Yeah, true. The interesting spot, I will go back to spot, I'll explain what it means after this, but Andrade goes to the middle rope. Rey gets on his shoulders.
Yes.
And then they both do a crossbody.
Yeah.
Off each other. It was really cool. And it looked perfect. It was picture perfect.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure they had it the right way around on the floor who was catching them as well. It was like that worked really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was really good. But then, see, this is a highlight. If this was the entire show, these kind of matches, it'd been exhausted. The energy was quite high in this match. Santos is good. I like Santos.
He's good. Very good, bad guy.
Yeah, it's a fairly standard match for him. And not a bad thing. Bit of a short shift, maybe.
Yeah.
I thought he could have got a bit more of a showcase.
But you thought opposite about Andrade, didn't you?
I thought he looked really good. And so he does the snap of the leg on twice in a row. And I think even commentators, we get all barking.
Yeah, the dragon screw is really deep. Yeah.
And then his double knees in the corner. Wow.
There was some pace behind that. That moved the ring a bit as well, if you noticed.
Yeah. I really like that. And then he did a double moonsault. So Dominic rolled out the way, so he landed on his feet and then carried on, did it again.
Have you never seen that move?
No, I have. Yeah. But him doing that there, it was just like, okay, this is the Andrade show.
Yeah.
That's what made me, that was the moment that was like, this is all about Andrade. Let's make him look good. Let's have him feud with Santos for a bit. Maybe Dom. To be fair, yeah, I see it being Dom. It's going to be Dominic Mysterio and Andrade. Let's have some beef for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe with the remnants of Judgment Day of Finn Balor and JD Madonna.
You never know. You never know. Yeah. I honestly wanted to see a Canadian Destroyer in this match.
Here we go. He called for one of these all night.
I did. I needed a dive, Canadian Destroyer. Just wanted Tony Khan there, really.
You got a slingshot.
I got a slingshot, yeah.
I saw something on Twitter. I don't know if it's true, but Tony Khan was at the airport meeting people. I'm taking it that as...
I don't think that's true.
I don't think it's true. That just makes me laugh if it was.
Yeah. And then it just, we digress again, but this match then turns into chaos where the LWO and Legado del Fantasma get involved and dives, flippy flips happen.
Yeah, you get moments.
And Joaquin Wilde wanted his WrestleMania moment where he steps on the middle ropes and just gets slingshotted.
Yeeted. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about 14 foot, wasn't it?
Selena Vega even did a moonsault as well, which looked... She caught her foot on the other woman's face.
Yeah, there was contact there.
At this point, Andrade looked injured
at that point as well.
Yeah, he was limping around, weren't he?
Mm. Yeah, and talking to the ref. Going all right. Yeah, and then we both got very confused.
Yes. I thought they were wrestlers. These two big, beefy men wearing Mysterio masks.
Yeah, it's a very heel move from Rey Mysterio.
The Hollywood Hogan.
Lean into it. So, two very big blokes come out. No one knows who they are. There's a double 619 into a splash, pinning Santos. And Andrade does his finisher on Dom. I can't remember what it's called.
And then the DDT, yeah.
Yeah, the two big beefy blokes take their masks off and they are the home team, one's ex-home team. I don't know if the one still plays for the NFL team. Jason Kalneck and Lane Johnson. I think that's why Wayne...
Kalneck? Kelsey, right?
Kelsey, Kalneck? I don't know. My uncle's
He's with Kalneck. Your love of your life.
No, that's the other one. That's
yeah.
The brother. They have a podcast. Their podcast is very good. Not that I'm plugging someone else's podcast, but it was I enjoyed the match. It was good. Did it have to be on WrestleMania? I know you want to showcase everybody, but...
No, it shouldn't have been.
This is the issue with this match and the next match, and there'll be a match on Sunday, definitely, that I feel like didn't have to be a Mania match.
Yeah.
So match four is Uso v Uso, Yeet v No Yeet, and oh my God, did this go horribly wrong. First off, Lil Wayne is a Yeet fan and comes out for Jey Uso.
The greatest rapper of all time.
Because the four above him are dead and the other two said no.
Yeah.
It was all right, Lil Wayne coming out. It wasn't as impressive. We had Rhea Ripley's entrance. You weren't going to top that.
No, you wouldn't. But they could have done a way better Lil Wayne song instead of Millionaire.
Yeah.
And fans in the comments, let us know what Lil Wayne song Jey Uso should have got announced to. I was saying Lollipop, just because how funny it would be. But, yeah, then main event Jey Uso comes out.
We're never calling him main event Jey Uso again.
He's
blown it. So, yeah. I don't want to rag on both of them too much, but this was Jey Uso's time to prove his main event. He needed to carry this match. I don't think we'd seen any super kicks till this point. And by the end of this match, I didn't want to see a super kick again. I thought I was watching AEW.
Oh, wow.
Super kicks are everywhere. Everyone knew this was going to be the super kick match.
Yeah, but I thought they would do a lot more.
If you want the short version, There was a dive, a punch, another dive, 7 super kicks, a back and forth, 10 super kicks, a frog splash, a spear, a frog splash, and that's the match. We'll go into a bit more detail now, but I had to get that from the chest.
Yeah.
That was the highlights. Although we counted 16 super kicks and one super
kick. And one super duper kick, yeah.
They went for drama.
They went for storytelling, but it didn't sell me on the story. The entrances, the promo video did. The entrances were good.
Yeah.
And then we get to the match. It was 11 minutes and 5 seconds.
Yeah, and I want my money back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what I expected, what they could have done better.
Don't forget, this was also sponsored by Dude Wipes.
Yeah, and being Rikishi's sons.
That
was
brainwave.
Marketing genius.
Mm-hmm.
So it was drop the ball hard. They dropped the ball hard on this one. They built both, it up as brother v brother, like up there with the Hart brothers.
Owen Hart.
Up there
and
with
Bret
Undertaker
Hart,
and Kane.
Up there with Jeff Hardy, Matt Hardy.
And
they should have done Cody Rhodes and Dustin Rhodes at Mania.
And this was the worst of the lot.
This is the worst brother v brother match I've seen.
They ain't getting us a repeat of this.
No.
I'm disappointed. I wanted it to be great. I like Jey Uso. Jimmy Uso, I can take or leave.
I'm still no yeet. It had but it looks like they gassed out.
Yeah.
Hard.
Jey, I think, still could have went a bit more, but it all went downhill very quickly. Yeah. There was obviously the yeet v no yeet moment. Everyone knew that was coming.
Where they were punching each other's head, and then the fans would go, no, when Jimmy would punch, and then yeet when Jey would punch.
Yeah.
Yep.
I actually called this out as it was happening, but they both miraculously became immune to super kicks at one point as well.
They all were.
The second lot of super kicks was all like, I am immune and now I will take this super kick and give you one back. I'll lean on a rope and I'll come back and super kick you.
It was what a chop was in that match. I don't think there was a single chop, but
why
there
can't
were
they
multiple
chop?
Super kicks.
Yeah, why can't they chop? Why can't they do some tornado DDT kind of flippy flips? They're both very athletic. It was too grounded in the ring. No, I know because it went on the ground, but they're too on their feet on the mat.
Yeah.
And they tried the drama. They tried the Jimmy saying sorry. Then he's going to betray his brother again. The time for that passed. That had been and gone. That was after he's gone through SummerSlam, betrayed him. He's gone through
A Raw. Betrayed him. Yeah.
He got involved with the Gunther
match. Yeah.
Yeah. You're past the point of selling that moment.
I don't know. The less we talk about it, probably the better.
This stopped this being like a really good... It's still a good night, Mania, but this stopped it being really good.
Yeah, it stopped it from... Like, it was here.
Yeah.
No, it was here at the top, but then because of that match, it's a few steps down from being a top tier.
Yeah. It shaved a good couple of points off of if we're marking this out of 10 or 20 or whatever you want to mark it.
Or 5.
Yeah. Or 5, yeah. 6 or 7. I don't want to do it out of 5.
Nah, I'd say 3.
Yeah.
We'll come up with that later down the line. But all in all, was it 16 super kicks and one super duper kick?
Yeah. There's a spear for a splash for the ending. Jey wins by pinfall. It was good. That bit was good, actually. The whole spear into the splash. I don't think there's many kick out attempts at all, was there, in this?
I don't think there was many pins.
No, there wasn't. It was just super kicks. I'll let you get up, then I'm going to super kick you again.
And if you look under your chair, oh no, someone got super kicked.
Then we get a few more promos. This is Damage Control versus the Hair, Boots and Muscles.
Is that what you're calling them now? Or is
that
their official
that's their stable name. That's what I'm calling them.
That's what you're calling them?
Yeah.
Okay. What are they actually called?
I don't know. Naomi, EST and the Storm.
Jade Cargill. The Storm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Bianca Belair,
and Jade Cargill. I really like Damage Control's entrance.
Oh, the Japanese, geisha, the fans, the cherry blossom going across. This, again, sold the stage.
Yes, it made the stage look so nice and like the face paint of all. And like Dakota Kai, you are beautiful. I will simp over you any day.
Great cringe moments. We're going to get cancelled. Yeah. I'm just going to say I was terrified of Asuka, and that was the best face paint I've seen ever.
Yeah, it was very like metallic, right?
Yeah. I've seen videos of her doing it herself. If she did that herself, that is some serious talent. Yeah, that was a great entrance. And then the storm arrived, the storm entrance.
No. Before that, they were all on a podium. They were looking, coming well, down
two, two slowly. Out of three. Two out of three look badass.
No, the podium was coming down and they were making helicopter noises, right? But, and yeah. Who was whipping her hair like a helicopter?
Oh, don't get me started. I'm starting to join your bandwagon of what is Bianca Belair at this point.
Yeah. And at this point, before they even come out, it's cold in Philadelphia. Michael Cole, out of nowhere, is just wearing the weirdest woody hat.
Oh, was at this point? Yeah. I was going to bring that up in a bit.
Yeah.
Pat McAfee was an absolute boss. It was like, it's not cold.
Yeah.
And I've been to football matches. You put a coat on in that kind of weather and it's a lot better. Or if there's Americans listening to soccer matches. But yeah, hair, boobs and muscles come out. This platform's dropping. Bianca Belair's the one controlling it with her hair. Jake Cargill gets her bit of her on her own, shows off her muscle. She's took her hair extensions out, looks badass. Naomi's got some kind of Mortal Kombat hat on.
Yeah, great. She was Kung Lao. Yeah.
So that, yeah, this is how you do a team entrance at Mania as well, by the way. Damage Control came out to their entrance. And then these three come out. They both get all three get their names up. It's really cool. Bianca does a silly hair twirling all the way down. You had Bianca trying to look badass and twirl her hair. You had Jay Cargill doing the muscle shows and looking pretty badass, Stone Cold Killer kind of look. Naomi was loving life.
Yeah, she was just smiling her way down.
She's smiling. She's like, I'm back. Oh, yeah, let's dance. I was all there for it.
Yeah,
the vibe was great from Naomi. Pat McAfee, it was being a man in his jacket. They showed Corey Graves in gloves as well, I feel.
Yes, he was wearing woolly gloves, yeah.
Yeah. So similar to the LWO match where that showed off Andrade, this was billed just to show off Jay Cargill.
A storm has finally arrived.
Yeah.
Although, as we said in the previous matches, Dominic learning on the job, he gets that time to wrestle.
Yeah.
Whereas Jade, yes, she had her 50-odd match unbeaten streak as the TBS champion in AEW.
Yeah.
They were majority squash matches because she isn't the greatest. She looks the part. She looks the part, but can she pull it off? No.
No. If we're being critical, she had 6 moves in this match, and she didn't screw one up.
No, she didn't.
Did her job. But all 6 looked really good in this match. They all got a bit of time to shine. I said a bit of time to shine. Damage Control probably come out looking worse than the other three, and they took the loss.
But no, I think Damage Control, they held their own.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's good to see Kairi Sane back. Dakota Kai back.
Yeah.
Kairi Sane looked good as normal. Asuka looked good as normal.
Scary.
There's a good bit with Mist where Asuka misses and hits
Kairi. That was good. And then that was the sort of hot tag moment of, you've missed this whole match now, Jade. Come on now. Get in.
Yeah. Obviously, we're going to hold Jade off. That was going to be the hot tag moment. But they did the Naomi was getting beat up, had a bit of a fight back, showcased her off. Much better than she's been showcased since the Rumble, really.
Yeah.
And then Bianca comes in, does her Superman John Cena impression.
Yeah, her 6 moves of kicking. Doom. Yeah.
Backbreakers. It was
whipping.
Yeah, standard affair. Right, we're going to get into this now because we all called this. Using hair is surely a weapon.
That's what I think, especially if it's an extension.
Yeah, she's whipping people with hair. The loudest sound of the night was her whipping Asuka towards the end.
Yeah.
But yeah, good showcase. Bianca does the usual press. I think she stacks them all on top of each other at one point, doesn't she?
She does a little springboard moonsault.
Yeah. It's like the John Cena stunner. I'm going to have to stop comparing to John Cena. I did the Dakota Kai grabbing the hair to stop the tag when everyone's asking.
Because the fans wanted Jade. That's fans as we said. Wanted. Yeah, if I was there, I'd probably want Damage Control to win. To be honest, as well,
it was never going to happen.
No,
never going to happen. Yeah, when Jade finally comes in, she looked good. She catches Kairi Sane, beats up the other two. I don't know what else to say really about this one.
She gets quite the short. Victory.
Yeah, she gets the victory. Yeah. What's the finisher called? I don't know what that
I don't
is.
Know what it's called, but it was what Beth Phoenix used to use.
Yeah.
It was that one.
Yeah. She found the hard cam.
She knows where the hard cam is, yeah.
She's been taught.
She knows where the hard cam is.
More so than The Rock did.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a bit.
Yeah, she does some trash talking with all, which obviously helps. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're going to do with her out of Mania.
No.
I don't know what they're going to do with any of these. Damage Control still have the belts, so they'll do whatever.
Maybe Naomi and Bianca get the tag titles, or Bianca and Jade get the tag titles.
Do you think they're going to use Jade that much after Mania? Do you think that's it now?
I think it's time now, yeah.
She's arrived. The storm has arrived.
The storm has arrived, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I generally can't see where this is going. I can see whatever comes out of the women's match on Sunday. Dakota Kai and Bayley will have a feud.
Okay.
With Damage Control, without, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd like to see it separate from Damage Control. That, to me, would be a cool... Let's just put these together. It doesn't have to be long. Mm-hmm. Could be one PLE, maybe two. But that's just what you want to see, isn't it?
Yeah.
So this now goes into basically match of the night, probably match of the weekend.
Yeah.
Props to Gunther for pretty much having match of the weekend 2 years in a row. I know Charlotte Flair v. Rhea Ripley won last year's, and I voted for that one. But that... Oh, Gunther's match weren't up for it. That's why we...
It wasn't up for it. Yeah, we talked about this in our podcast episode.
Yes, we did. Look, I've got a fever. I've drank me Lemsip. I've got my bottle of water. I'm going. After this, I'm having a nap before night two.
Yeah. I called this in our prediction episode, and my heart wanted Gunther, but my head was like, it's Sammy's moment. This whole little, I love the like sort of interaction that Sammy had before his entrance with his wife and his kids. Like, can I come out and watch you?
Yeah.
And he's like, no.
They had practiced this shot of following a superstar from the back to the front three or four times in the last few weeks, purely for this moment.
I'm guessing so, yeah. Because, Chad Gable gets a cameo and is, you owe me one. Should have been Chad, you're thinking.
Should have been Chad. Definitely should have been. Right. I love this match. I like Sami Zayn. But this entire story, this entire bit could have been done with Chad Gable and he would have been.
But who would be there in just before Gorilla? Gorilla, for obviously non-wrestling fans, is the bit before you come out of the entrance. Sami Zayn is walking towards Gorilla and Kevin Owens is there, his best friend. Slaps him across the face really hard.
Oh, yeah. Right, so before Sammy gets to the ring with this lock camera following him through, he breaks his foot, he breaks his hand, and he gets slapped across the face and gets concussed.
Yeah, and also breaks the camera as well, because it all started glitching out, didn't it?
Yeah. No, I just feel like this storyline could have been Chad Gable's. At one point, it was, and they went, no, we need Sammy to do it.
Yeah.
He can't be the underdog forever. He needs to.
I like him. I've always liked Sammy.
He's very talented, but I want to see... I loved him in the Bloodline, and... as I am now the Sami Zayn of your family.
Yes, this was the bit as well, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
We're all like, oh, we could be Samoan, can't we? We could be Fatus, and we're all bigger men. And my cousin just goes, no, we're Fatties. And then I was like, can I be Sami Zayn? And we all just started cracking up.
Yeah. Yeah, we were all, well, we had only had a couple of beers, but we had all had energy drinks at this point. Everyone's heart was racing. And...
yeah, we were all a bit too hyped. And
yeah.
It really resembled the Rocky sort of films this did. And this is what I was doing with his whole wife. And I was like, Adrian, I did it for you. This was the Sammy's moment, right? And
he's had it twice, though. He had it last year.
Yeah, I know. But his wife wasn't there. And it wasn't like...
the tags, I know.
Yeah, it wasn't Gunther who was portraying... was it Elijah Dragunov in Rocky IV? Dragunov, I can't remember his first name. Yeah.
I enjoyed this match. Gunther is going on to world heavyweight matches.
He has to. He's
a superstar.
Yeah.
He got shortchanged on his intro.
Ludwig Kaiser can catch that coat.
Yeah, the coat, yeah. So he was his standard Raw entrance, basically. There's nothing special. I'm a bit disappointed in that. And even before Samantha Irvine gets the mic and introduces him, why was Ludwig Kaiser not there going, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
He should have been out first. They should have made a big moment of it. Please stand for your ring general, blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
Have him come out with the coat off. We're good.
Do you want me to do my impression?
Go on then. It's much better than mine.
Ladies and gentlemen. And that's all I know. I don't know the rest. Was that good? Did I do it?
I don't know.
It wasn't
two
the best.
Out of five.
Yeah. Oh, no, 2 out of 3, because we don't count five as a rating.
Yeah. Ratings out of five here.
Yeah. So the match starts.
Oh, yeah, this was a wrestling match. It's not his entrances.
Yeah.
It was a short match. I didn't realise until I rewatched it this morning.
But it gave the story of a fantastic match.
Yeah, I thought this went on for time. Not like it was a long match, but I thought, oh, this is a proper... Almost a back and forth. It really weren't. It was a classic, followed the script of a Sami Zayn match. You did not like this comment by me. If he gets battered for 90% of a match, he still wins. Copy paste. Yeah.
But with this one, Sami Zayn was taking chops and giving chops as well.
Yeah. Right. This was the drama. This was the story that if half of this was in the Uso match, that would have been a cracking.
It would have been good, yeah.
It shows, I liked as well that Imperium didn't actually follow him down to the ring. They caught his coat and went backstage for a coffee.
Yeah.
Love that. And I love that because Gunther's a proper... He's almost even not a heel.
He's a classic wrestler.
He's just a champion.
Yeah.
He doesn't need a belt to be a champion, which I like.
Yeah. Sorry, the only thing I didn't like in this one was just how many times they panned to Sammy's wife.
Yeah, it's a bit over the top. They do similar things with Mama Rhodes in the main event, the last match. And it was a lot smoother in that when they did it.
Yeah.
And it was only really for one big moment. This was a lot of...
But like, every time Sammy would get a hit off or something, it would be like Sammy's wife, like, come on. Yeah.
It was match of the night, I'm pretty sure.
It was my match of the night, 100%. And it wasn't only for that one part. Yeah. It was just, like we said, the storytelling, the theatre.
Yeah.
It was good. Sami Zayn doing multiple half and half suplexes. And
Gunther's
German suplexes looked deep on Sami as well.
Yeah, and a shotgun dropkick. Got a shout
out. I love it. That was great. I love it. So Sami was about to go for the haluva and Gunther just runs and steam dropkicks him.
Yeah.
And then hits him with the powerbomb. And that's where I thought, no, could it be? But no, Sami Zayn kicks out. The underdog sort of story.
Yeah. If this was last year, right? I don't know how we get that situation where this was the match last year. But if you had this last year, Gunther would have won, and then they would have done it again this year, and it would have been Rocky too. But yeah, both look really good. Sami goes for multiple haluva kicks, doesn't quite get him off. But the pacing is good. It's not too quick. The match is short. You watch it back and like, oh, hang on, it's over.
Yeah.
But they both come across really well.
They come across so well. You can tell that they have spent their time wrestling.
Yeah.
And like,
both tell they're indie wrestlers.
They've paved their name
for
this grandest stage. Yeah.
Yeah. They're not athletes who've turned into wrestlers. They are wrestlers through and through.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
If you look back at Gunther a few years ago, when we've seen him, and we'll get to these events when we talk about Clash of the Castle because we were there, but we've seen NXT and we've seen indie shows and Gunther's been at them. And he was a big bloke. When he went to WWE and got on TV, on Raw, he was like, I'm going to give people the best version of me.
Yeah.
And if you look at him now, he's a superstar. Especially with powers that be at WWE at one point that we don't see it. We don't see what's
being
about.
The person, yeah.
Yeah.
He was my superstar of the year in WWE anyways.
Yeah. He had a very strong year. Only can get better. Like, I think this next year is probably, he walks into Mania World Heavyweight Champion, or he wins it at Mania 41.
It is given that time, yeah.
Does he win Royal Rumble? He's been in the final 2 and 3. 2 and 4, was it?
2 and 4, yeah.
He's been there. Is it his time next year? He wins it and that's his Mania opponent?
Whoever's you never know. Champ? Yeah, you never know. Gunther was... It was a very... Gunther, it was a 70-30, I think, this was. It wasn't all Gunther.
It was.
But yeah, the two power bombs. Gunther hitting his own haluva kick, which is Sami Zayn's finisher. And then, I think it was 3 splashes or 2? went to the top and just hit his little splash that he does. And then, no, it was the third one. Sammy was like, "You can't get me." He started rocking up, and then all you could hear is, "Duh," like the Rocky song. And then Sammy, then Huluva kicks him from the top rope.
Yeah, that was cool. He looked down and out, didn't he? He did his whole, like, caveman. His hair was going everywhere.
Yeah.
Starts foaming at the mouth.
I'm going to win. Yeah.
No, it's good. I feel like I'm being a bit too negative towards Sammy in this, because I do like him, but it's just my anger that Chad Gable won in the match. I'm pretty.
Yeah, sure. It's your anger, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gunther's showing off to Sami Zayn's wife, like, is this what you've done this to yourself sort of thing? Is that smiling at her? I honestly thought this was one thing just before we get to the end. And I was like, Gunther, get her in and powerbomb her.
On top of
how funny would that be?
Yeah, but, it would have been. Yeah. Nice. They didn't drag it out, to be fair.
No. It, like we said, the pacing was great.
Yeah.
It worked. And then arguably gets to the, I want to say the, what's the word? I thought this was my best moment of the night of how Sami Zayn gets to his victory.
This wouldn't have happened in the last 20 years.
No.
Mm-hmm. That finish would have been banned and disciplinaries.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
So if you follow us on X, we have retweeted one where on the independent scene, one of Sami Zayn's finishers used to be a brain buster, but from the top turnbuckle. You'd have to watch it to see it. I'm probably giving it a disservice, but my God, that looked painful.
Yeah. The one we've shared actually is a cut of him doing it in 2004 and then doing it again last night in 2024. So yeah, he does this brain buster from the top rope and it just looks great. Into the Huluva kick. And he wins. He's champion. He's not an underdog anymore.
He's champion. And I loved it.
No one's going to like him anymore.
Yeah.
It was a really weird crowd for this as well. This is the, we'd already talked about it when we were watching it, but this was the point where it's, I don't know if it's too cold. I've seen things, people were saying it was very loud, but the wind was blowing.
Which I call BS on that, because football matches have wind and
I just don't know if WWE have not got the mics in place. When you're watching football in the UK, there's mics around the football ground aimed at the fans. You can hear, pick up the sound. And they do a good job of muting if there's like not tasteful chants, should we say.
Yeah.
And then putting it up when one lot of fans have just scored so you can really get the celebration in. I feel like maybe they were doing that. You know, they've not got that nailed in yet. They should have.
Yeah.
It was an open-air stadium, but yeah, I've just felt like there should have been a much bigger pop for Sammy winning this.
Yeah, I did in my house.
Yeah,
like
a lot of your family
nearly 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and then before we get to match seven, there's like half hour in between Sammy getting given the belt and the ring going, the bell being rung for the main event, which was quite a bit of time.
Yeah. You need that time.
Yeah,
just for people to go to the toilet and also get to the ring.
Yeah. And it's good to see Nick Aldis and
Adam Pearce,
thank you, came out and they did the attendance figure. Oh, you'd already had Triple H, you didn't need him again. Yes, mm-hmm. Get the GMs. They're both great GMs. There's been some bad ones over the years.
Yeah.
They're both really good. And well, I hope Nick Aldis actually wrestles again. At one point, I'd love to see.
I hope he does as well. Yeah, he was great in NWA.
Yeah,
and
his suit as well. He had a blue Adam Pearce come out in his normal suit,
standard suit. Yeah, is this like velour, like velvet. Blue velvet?
Oh, I don't know, but it was a boss suit. It was up there. If I ever need a suit, I'm looking for one. I probably can't afford the damn thing, but
no,
it was good. Yeah, they come out. They announce the attendance is
72,543.
Oh, look at you. You wrote that down.
I didn't. I've just got a weird memory. 72,543.
Yeah. So they announced that. That's a good attendance. They don't need to go much higher than that.
No.
You'd be able to see. I imagine there'd be some pictures of views where you don't see a lot.
Vanessa Hudgens was at.
Oh, they did the weird pan round.
Yeah. And then they showcase like Wale. They didn't give 2 Chainz. I don't think they knew that was 2 Chainz, but 2 Chainz was there. And then the comedian and YouTuber Drukus as well.
I don't know any of these people.
I do.
And we haven't looked at the press conference. We haven't had time. We won't go back to it. But they advertised that's Affleck. I alluded to it. There's some comments that Roman Reigns proper in character for it. A bit mean to some people.
Yeah.
Puts me off. So then we go through hyping up the crowd, the card for tomorrow. And I like this because, especially with the main event, it's a really good promo itself just for people. I don't know why people would watch Sunday night over Saturday night. You'd watch both nights, surely. But
yeah,
if you were umming and ahhing about watching any of it, and you see the highlights, you see the bits from night one, you want to watch night two.
You want to watch night two. Shall we do a quick rundown before we get to the main event? For WrestleMania night two?
Yeah, if you've got it in front of you, because I haven't.
So we have... Hold on, I've got it.
The main event, obviously, is Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. And to spoil the next segment, it will be Bloodlines Rules.
It would be Bloodline Rules. You've got Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Which we think's opening. I still think it's opening.
I think it's opening. You've got L.A. Knight versus AJ Styles.
I like that.
I'm waiting for you to go, yeah.
You don't go, yeah.
No, I know.
He goes, no, yeah.
No, yeah. Yeah.
This will be, right, this match will show up the Usos match even more because they've not had as much build-up. It's been a bit cringe to build up, and it's probably going to be one of the matches of the weekend.
Of the weekend, yeah. So you got LA Knight versus AJ Styles. You have the triple threat match for the United States Championship, which is Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton.
Yeah.
You've got the SmackDown Women's Championship match, which is Io Sky versus Bayley.
I'm there for it. I'm invested.
Then you got the Piss Break match, which is Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits versus Karrion Kross and the Authors of Pain. And then, the main event is Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes.
Right, quick one. What will be the better match? The LWA match that was on Saturday or the Street Profit match that's on, or the Pride match, which is on Sunday? Which would be better out of the two?
I'm going with LWA.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Yeah.
It's Philadelphia street fight, so they could have.
So it could be, yeah.
I'm really looking forward to the card tomorrow night. Maybe a little bit more than I was card the Saturday night.
Yeah.
Which I suppose is the aim of
having two nights.
I really look forward to this final match of the Saturday night. The greatest tag match to ever take place at Mania, and there's no bouts on the line.
No bouts on the line.
There's a Toys R Us bout comes out. It's very impressive. But yeah, freaking nightmare. Seth Rollins, Cody Rhodes versus the Bloodline, Roman Reigns and The Rock. The people's champ. He even gets a belt for it now.
And the final boss.
Final boss. I do. Yeah. His entrance, by the way. We're a bit disappointed in not seeing the lightning.
Yeah.
Because they panned at the fire.
Yeah. It was good. If anyone can go back and watch clips on The Rock's entrance, definitely worth it.
Yeah. And as you'd said in our predictions, you thought there's going to be £3 million worth of pyro for Cody. Yeah. They'd only used about $500,000 for this one. They're saving it all for the Sunday night.
Yeah, so they're saving $2.5 million for WrestleMania night two.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Seth comes out in probably... I think his outfit last year was better.
Oh, definitely. Ring. As I said, I really wanted him to come out as Rocky Maivia. I thought that would have been great.
He definitely had the black and gold, though, that was a bit like rockish, I thought.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was great. It's the intro's best one going.
Oh, definitely.
Slammies. He didn't win the Slammy, damn it.
No. Cody Rhodes got it.
Yeah, I was disappointed with his entrance. The pop from the crowd, again, don't know if it's mic placement or what. There's been a lot louder woes going on for Cody than there was this worm, the pop that I wanted.
Yeah.
Cry emoji. Hopefully Sunday will be a lot better. As I said, there'll be more pyro. The Rock gets his awesome cinema entrance.
It's brilliant.
They swap the cameras at some point to IMAX, I'm sure, for this.
Yeah.
The whole shot through the fire, the... You could see bits
all
of the
levels
lightning.
Completed.
Yeah. Whoever said it, I don't know if it was you or your cousin, one of you said the lightning should have hit and then the fire, which...
That was me.
Yeah.
The lightning should have hit and then it should have been the fire as the Barama ball whilst the Rock's walking towards it.
If you called that, then your cousin definitely called that the Rock coming out with poppers on, like the trousers that he could whip off.
And we were like, what's the Rock going to wear?
That was our biggest pop.
Yeah.
Because a few people say he's going to have trousers on, not going to have his briefs. We all knew he was going to wear his wrestling pants. Yeah, he comes out. And they did, just to go back a little bit, because they did that promo video for this one, which was basically, everyone's seen it. If you haven't seen the build-up to this, you've been living under a rock. And why are you watching Mania Night 1 if you haven't seen the promos? But they basically played that for 5 minutes. Showed you all the highlights of the slaps and all that, the kickoff panels.
The very Marvel cinematic universe.
Well, back to the beginning of the PLE, let's go all the way back. They've got a new now, then, together. They didn't say forever this time, but...
Yeah.
Oh, no, they didn't say together. They said now, they said then, now.
Forever. Yeah.
And it was like a constellation thing. My missus has seen this as well this morning. I went, that's very MCU, that's very Marvel. And I went, in fairness, I think the old style WWE logo was probably before Marvel. Or it was around the same time. It was very quickly.
What, before the cinematic universe?
No, like, you know
the intros. Yeah.
Yeah. This constellation one was badass.
Yeah.
That they had. But yeah. Back now to the end of the PLE. I completely forgot about that until we just mentioned that. That actually got me really hyped when it came up. And I'm pretty sure the WWE or the WW logo with the red has been updated.
Yes. It looks like it. Yeah.
I don't know why it needs to be, but I suppose they need to. Got to get that.
Weirdest tangent ever.
I know, yeah. This is the cold medicine kicking in. I'm nearly out of water and I've finished me, yeah.
Good job, we're on the main event.
Yeah. This is the match that the advertising got on my nerves. The little red triangle that kind of came
American out. Home National Security System.
Whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
I don't mind the advertising. Please don't put weird triangles around the place. Weirdly, as I said, the LWO match with all the colours, I enjoyed it. It was a fit.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about the front of the stage can have advertising for me. I don't know about the barricade between the fans having.
Yeah, it's too much.
I'll get used to it. It'll be for this and maybe one more PL moan and then we'll all forget about it. Where were we? Rock comes out and it's cinema. He has his Toys R Us belt.
Yes, he has his People's Championship.
He because looked at Roman Reigns and he went, I want one too.
I want one too, yeah. I want a belt. He's got one.
So then we get to Roman's entrance. It's a Roman entrance. I held my finger up for the entirety of this.
Nitesh
has to do this on Sunday night. My arm was shaking in absolute fear. I had flashbacks rewatching this.
I think I did it for 5 seconds and I'm pretty sure I pulled my tricep.
Yeah, we said, let's hold our fingers up and let's be edgy. Now, I didn't realise that I'd noticed that Roman Reigns was wearing a hoodie for the past month until this moment. Dude is jacked.
Yes.
Seriously, wow.
Yeah. He looks the part.
He made Rock look small.
Yeah.
Your uncle made a very good comment of poor Seth. Like, Seth is... very fit person and looks
but
like
he
an
just
athlete.
Looked out of place, didn't he?
Yeah, he looks a bit out of place next to Cody. Looks quite jacked,
yeah,
stays in good shape. They're all in good shape, don't get me wrong. I'm sat here going with me beer belly going, look at this, yeah, state of them. But Roman was a beast. This is very impressive. This man's had serious health issues and still takes medication, and he looks this good. Props to him. He comes out, looks badass, and then Samantha,
this is when we were like, yes, Samantha Irvine.
I've always liked that. Half of my Facebook reels that come up is just her doing announces of different things, especially Chelsea Green. But she was having fun. And what was a moment and a half was the You Go Girl moment from Paul Heyman, mimicking it and nodding his head as she did the undisputed.
Heyman just mimic it. Yeah, it was class. It was class.
Will Paul Heyman do it on Sunday? I think he might pick the mic up.
I think he might,
We're also going to have a couple of bets after this because I want to put a bet on Paul Heyman taking a bump off somebody. Like he's going through a table or taking a stunner or something's happening with Paul Heyman.
Your
he's
chaos prediction,
In this chaos.
Yeah.
So here we go. Main event. They all stare at each other really weirdly for the first little bit.
Like, yeah, they have their little Mexican standoff, don't
you
they?
You think it's going to be a tornado tag at this point? You think The Rock's going to go, or you, just ring the bell?
Yeah.
Let's start this. Obviously, that was never going to happen, and keeping up that would have been terrible.
But I'm surprised that The Rock could... I know it was a slow start, but I'm surprised The Rock could do the classic wrestling sort of introduction of a match, collar and elbow, headlock, bump.
Yeah. He's done his training camp.
Yeah.
People have said this. He's had a 12-week training camp. Bobby Roode was producer of the match and had gone out to LA and worked with The Rock.
Yeah.
He basically planned it all with, I can't remember the fella's name now, sorry. One of the other producers.
Tyson Kidd or Jamie Noble?
No, somebody else.
A few of them.
I'm sorry, whoever you are. If we find a tweet, I'll retweet the tweet.
Yeah.
I saw it earlier, read it. So I was trying to do the socials earlier for us in my fever and I'd taken a load of stuff. Went to tell Nitesh, I'm going to post this. I went upstairs to the toilet and then went for a nap and didn't come down. Nitesh was worried about me.
I have been worried about it.
There's about half hour where I didn't talk to anybody and my missus came to check on me. I was like, you're right. I went, I'm just napping. Then I've put all of the cold medicine into me. And here we
dedication
are.
To the Pug
fans. The Rock is the one, right, who made me ill. It was that electrifying. There was that much lightning.
It came it's giving you that fever. Yeah.
Weren't the fact I was ill already on the Saturday.
No.
And just didn't know it. But yeah, there's the standoff. We have the... It takes them a while to just take their coats off. Let's be honest. Seth Rollins, understandably, had that blooming long trail. But
Yeah,
so did the Mexico standoff. It's cool. Everyone's hyped. They're on the Prime logo.
The Prime logo.
The Prime logo's there. Just Cody does a weird kiss of it as well.
Yes.
Cody's got his own sponsorship with Prime. He kissed the logo. How much he got paid for that? Fair play to
no,
that.
But he always kisses the ring. It just happened to be where the Prime logo is. Yeah. But yeah, no, the match starts and then the pace starts picking up. They like get to the ring and then start having a hockey fight. And then that's when all chaos breaks.
It was quite funny because, yeah, you said slow. I was using the word deliberate. But then neither of us last night could decide if it was for Roman or for The Rock. Because the Roman matches are very...
Flow anyways, yeah.
Roman has a pace. It's very Undertaker-esque, where it was slow, you knew what you were getting, and then he'd speed up all of a sudden. Roman does that. It's part of his style, should say. And The Rock is very much like that as well. Cody Rhodes, not so much. Seth Rollins, not so much. They both work at it. So, yeah, there's not much really to talk about at the beginning. Collar elbows, there's bringing The Rock in, bringing Cody in. Let's just say... You get to the bit where they all go hockey fight outside, which was the best bit, is The Rock is like, do not count, I am in charge.
You're fired.
Yeah, or you're fired. Yeah. There's some expletives, there's a BP beep.
Well, they didn't bleep it, did they? Because he said the F word, and then they bleeped it 20 seconds after,
Which was funny.
Yeah.
Don't and count, then, you're fired. Yeah. Poor referee. But
He had a bad night.
And then you've got, this is where the Prime hydration station comes in. And Seth Rollins takes a gulp, spits it in the face. We are so in the 90s. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It happens a few times. The Rock won't do it with Prime because he's got his own hydration drink. So he just grabs some aqua out of the crowd.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
And this is the point where my bingo card started to fail because I did not have Rock with a trash can on my bingo card for this match.
Yeah. I did not have them going into the crowd on my bingo card.
No, we didn't either. And I want to imagine that in the crowd, they were making the gaps so they could do this, and somebody took the bag out of the trash can.
In preparation.
Yeah, in preparation for them to pick it up and whack it over the head.
Yeah.
It was cool. Roman and Cody end up going up the ramp.
Yes.
For their
and then this is where the weird sort of we predicted what was going to happen next. We were like, I wish we could see both of them live action in action sort of thing.
Yeah, and The Rock and Seth Rollins was the smaller bit. I said, my joke was, split the camera, I want like a triangle across the screen. You could watch it. They did a small like in play.
The replay, basically, yeah.
Yeah, they did. That was good, but it could have been a bit more 50-50 on the sizes.
Mm-hmm.
There must have been a reason why.
Well, this is where The Rock watches it back and fires the person.
Oh, yeah. Why is The Rock not on the bigger screen?
Yeah.
He got an ego. I don't think it'd be that bad. He has Toys R Us belt, though.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So there you go. Rock does an old school slam as well. Picks him up by the ankle, which I was all for. I was happy.
Classic Rock.
Yeah. He got some classic moves in. He didn't hit the Rock bottom in the match. Bit of a spot. Just to generalise what he was doing. There's a bit of a beat down. Cody and Seth get beat down on The Rock. taking it to the man.
The double team sort of thing. Yeah.
There's a good switchblade by Rollins at some point. I'm probably out of sync now with where we are in the match. Oh, the dusty punches to The Rock. Love that bit.
Yeah, they get the bionic elbow off. This is later down the line.
Yeah, we're jumping all over now. This is just highlight. The whole match was a highlight reel.
Yeah, it was. There was like memorable moment.
Yeah.
There was all chaos, as
was
we said.
45 minutes odd, this match. It was a long match.
Yeah, it was a long... Yeah, because we...
For it.
Entrance is half an hour.
Yeah, easy.
And then that was around about quarter past, half past three.
Yeah.
More, a little bit after. And then it got to about half four, yeah?
Yeah.
About a good 45-minute match.
It was, yeah. It didn't feel long.
It did feel slow
in places, but
yeah,
that was cinema.
Yeah, so like I said, The Rock showcased he can still hang. Not as well, but...
The tag match was definitely the option. If they'd done a main event between The Rock and Roman Reigns, oh, man.
It wouldn't be good.
No. If this happens next year, it's Rock and Roman Reigns. I don't know how they do it. I've got to be quite quick, or the pace is going to be slow if they do it.
Regardless.
It's tomorrow night or tonight match now. The Sunday match between Roman and Cody is going to be quite slow.
There'll be
great
and I've expected it.
Of action.
Yeah.
It's part of the charm of a Roman match, to be fair. He does it really well.
Yeah.
He does his grabbing both hands and overpowering. He does his headlock. He presents it very well.
Yeah. In this tag match, I'm surprised that Seth took a bigger beatdown, the biggest beatdown.
I'm not.
More than anyone.
Because it feeds into that Drew story.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. But they played on the knee injury where, like...
Oh, went to town on it.
Yeah, they went to town on that knee.
Yeah.
The Rock even got his classic sharpshooter out.
Yeah,
on
it as that was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like top draw kind of entertainment. Mm-hmm. Some people won't like it. Some people will say, meh, not enough super kicks, meh, not enough flippy flips.
I as a fan of that kind of wrestling, I thought this was good storytelling and a good wrestling match.
Yeah. This is what you want to see with three of your current top stars and a legend.
Yeah.
There.
Rock also
does this whole slap, spitting hand slap.
Yeah, he also gets the belt out, and at one moment I thought he was just gonna go whip Mama Rhodes, but
that was on the bingo card, something with Mama Rhodes. Yeah, mm-hmm. They had some verbals. Mama Rhodes, give it some.
Yeah. And then, the pace started to pick up a little bit. A hot tag to Cody.
Came back into the ring.
Yeah, they started wrestling. Cody did a Cody disaster kick. He got his crossroads off first time as well.
Yeah. And no black hoodie appeared.
Yeah. And then, obviously, The Rock, he's on the board. He's, like, taking advantage of the referee. He pulls out the referee as well at one point.
Yeah, that was really... low blow. There was good heel action. Good.
Yeah.
That added to the story. Yeah. Some really good counters from both... Well, from everybody at different points. There's a Superman counter to a Cody Cutter, which is a big shout-out because it looked absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And a Super Cutter going into a Frog Splash, although that whiffed a little bit.
It whiffed, I think. Yeah, so basically what it was... It was like time for Cody to like get his momentum again.
Yeah.
Cody ran up to both top of the ropes and then hit his Cody Cutter, but Roman Reigns was a bit too far forward. So it turned out to be a bit more of a sort of like neck breaker kind of thing. And then Rollins straight away with his Frog Splash. And then it's time for the tables, the Spanish announce table.
Yeah, let's get these tables cleared, hey?
Yeah.
If you'd put money on one of those four people to go through a table, you go in Cody or Seth. Then Roman. Rock's at the bottom. Rock's below Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
On going through this table in this match. And the man takes a rock bottom from Cody through a table. All the props in the world.
Yeah.
It was great.
And then he still got up and whipped Cody and this was the bit that we laughed was The Rock missed where the hard cam was. Got that classic spine buster off, just about to do the people's elbow comes off into the crowd.
It made me feel like it wasn't actually, it was getting countered. It got countered by a cutter, which was another rich cinema moment. It was brilliant.
Yeah, that, like the rock that took that bump, I was surprised to see that.
Yeah, all four of them are doing great. It's entertaining as anything to watch. You've got, well, when does he get the belt? He gets the belt again, doesn't he? He whips him when he's doing, oh yeah. So he goes for the three crossroads.
Yes.
And gets the two off, same as last year. Instead of getting a spike in the throat, he gets a belt whips across his back.
Yeah. That was painful. And there was, now thinking about, that was a very last, it was all WrestleMania last year of how Cody lost because Roman Reigns hits a spear. Could have went for the 1-2-3 and did the full finish.
Yeah.
But no, The Rock's, nah, this bitch is mine.
Yeah, in.
And then he gets his stomps and does he hit the rock bottom or the spine buster? I'm sure he hits the rock bottom.
I don't think he does rock bottom. I was surprised.
I'm pretty sure he does. We can find out now whilst we're here. Does The Rock hit the...
Does he do a rock bottom?
Does he do a rock bottom?
I don't know if he does. But yeah, he goes into people's elbow, which is still the best move in sports entertainment. You can't convince me otherwise.
The fact such it was a shit move.
The fact it was a joke to try and break Undertaker.
Yeah.
And he had to stick with it because everyone loved it so much. It just... It's one of those great stories that you don't get from anything else.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The end of the match is the... Yeah, gets it whipped, people's elbow. This was the smart bit. And this is why I called Rock was going to pin Cody. Because... very easily could have been Roman. Roman was there and had him beat. But The Rock was like, no, I want the... And it protects the whole Sunday night, really.
Yeah.
If Roman pins him for Saturday night, it's like, oh, okay. If The Rock does it, and the final boss is the one who didn't, you know, if now the Bloodline could lose Sunday night and The Rock's still powerful.
Yeah.
If it was the other way around.
But also, just a weird memory that popped into my head was... just before the finish, Roman Reigns did spear The Rock.
Oh, yeah, we've completely whiffed that one. Yeah. That wasn't on the bingo card either.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, so he charges his arms in the air.
And then Seth just like pushes Cody out of the way because The Rock was there. Yeah.
Yeah, Seth makes a save on Cody and Rock takes the spear. Mm-hmm. Takes a mean spear at that.
Yeah.
It was very, cinema, but pure cinema. All of this is cinema.
It is. And WrestleMania Night 2, we're getting Bloodline Rules.
Don't know what that means. It basically means...
chaos.
Himself. Chaos. Yeah. I'm all here for it. And they recreate the shot from last year of Cody in the ring. And the feels.
The feels.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. The Rock has his bout because he threw his toys out of the pram.
Yeah. I was very surprised he didn't go, here, swap belts.
Yeah, this is mine now.
Yeah. Roman had a bit of a nosebleed as well at one point, which was like, here we go. I really enjoyed this Saturday night.
I did too.
I think
it was very good, apart from the Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso match.
That was the one letdown. If that weren't there, it would have been top tier, I think.
Yeah.
I've seen some comments, people like saying, it felt like a house show with bits and pieces, which that's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. That?
These are good showcase matches of different people. We're getting the entertainment that we want. It's not, there's no real wrong result, if you can call a wrong result. Everything made sense.
This is the magic about wrestling. Everyone has their opinions. There is no right or wrong
answer. Who won out of this pair on predictions this night? I should get 2 points, by the way, because I called that.
You won. Cody. You won.
I won.
You won.
Did we? Hang on. Let me try and get it. We both said hair boots and muscles. We both said the Bloodline. I want a double point for calling.
Yeah, you get a double point. I said Sammy.
You called Sammy. Yeah. We both went Jay. We're both wrong on the LWO.
LWO. Wrong on Becky, so you did win.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we didn't get... We got our truth. We didn't get...
the second team.
A-Town Down or whatever.
But also, I got that wrong because I did end up just going Judgment Day will win.
Oh, yeah. You thought... Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to see how you do.
And everyone, just listen to that episode. Our podcast will be releasing after Mania Sunday, Night 2. But we will be releasing our reaction to Mania Night 2 the following week.
Yeah, that is our second release schedule. We've had some issues getting released ahead of time. Story for another time, really. But yeah, yeah, so what's our predictions then for Night 2? Let's quickly go back over them.
I went with...
You went with... We both went with Drew, didn't we?
I think I went with Seth.
Oh, you went Seth, and then
the cash-in happens.
You're with cash-in.
Finn Balor cash-in.
I've gone Drew and also stipulated Damian's going to cash in because I think Clash of the Castle 2 is going to be that. We've both gone Bayley, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we both went Bayley. We both went Logan Paul.
We both gone LA Knight? I went LA Knight.
I went LA Knight as well. And we both went Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits.
Yeah, we didn't care about that.
We didn't care about that. And then the Roman Reigns one, I've gone with Roman Reigns and you've gone with Cody Rhodes.
Yeah,
I know now, after watching Mania Night 1, it is going to be Cody Rhodes.
I don't see how they can do it to Cody Rhodes 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
It's going to be absolute carnage. I'm all here for it.
Yeah.
How many people interfere?
Everyone.
Everyone.
Now there's Bloodline rules. Even the fans will come out. And
so you're going to have three Usos involved. Or three of us are the Bloodline.
I think how bad the Jimmy and Jay match was, I think Jay's going to double turn and join the Bloodline again.
Nah, we can't do that.
I know, it's just comedy, though.
Comedy.
Yeah.
Does Drew McIntyre come out?
No.
No? Seth's going to come out. Seth will drag his broken, defeated body
out
from the back. And he will either stomp or take a spear. He's going to stomp. Yeah, get stomped.
He's going to get destroyed, isn't he? Yeah.
Or he's going to take the spear that means Cody gets the free crossroads. And everything's right in the world. Cody Rhodes is champion.
Everyone's happy.
Hit the fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you get John Cena and Stone Cold? I think you definitely get Stone Cold.
You get Stone Cold. Maybe John Cena. It depends, really.
I did have a funny one, didn't I, earlier in my fever dream. I said, play John Cena's music and have R-Truth come out.
R-Truth come out, yeah. Yeah, that would be funny.
And have him... have him attitude of just...
Statement. Yeah. Yeah, that would be hilarious.
For the memes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Could have Randy Orton come out? He's been screwed over.
There's so many options.
Yeah. Who does CM Punk go after in the Drew-Seth match?
He'll go after Drew, 100%.
I think he goes after both. It depends how close CM Punk's to coming back. Torn tricep's got to be a while.
6 or 7 months.
Is it? Damn. He's got his brace off, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I even think when he appeared on Rory, he wore it to sell the injury. Because he didn't look like he'd had it.
Yeah, but he's on commentary as well, isn't he? For that match. Yeah, so.
He'll be sitting bright.
He gets his moment, so.
Yeah.
Is what it is. But yeah, Mania Night 1, good. I'm really looking forward to Mania Night 2. We're watching it at yours.
Yeah, yeah, at mine tonight. I love the fact that it's two nights now.
Yeah.
It makes this weekend. They need to move Hall of Fame off of the Friday. We didn't talk about this in the episode, but. Thursday night, maybe?
Throughout the week, yeah.
Yeah, they need to move the Hall of Fame. After SmackDown's a bit of a push.
Yeah.
It's harder for us to keep everyone to keep up with as well. Like the Slammy Awards, I've having a nap today, trying to recover. I'm going to have a nap after this now. But Slammy Awards, it's just been breezed by for quite a lot.
Congratulations to all the winners, but...
We didn't get that very well, did we?
No, not at all.
No, we'll breeze over that. Don't worry, though. We'll make a fan out of you. Awards will be coming soon.
Yes, we need a better name.
We're going to do January to January as well.
Yeah.
Because we're sensible.
And we don't know what a year is. Well, WWE don't know what a year is.
They do January to the next Mania.
Yeah.
Strange.
And yeah, so that was WrestleMania Night 1.
Yeah.
We're going
to... Oh, do you want to tell the Excel story quickly as a bit of an Easter egg to see if your uncle listens this far?
Oh, yeah. Everyone... that we watched WrestleMania with, we knew it was WrestleMania 40, apart from one person who just thought it was WrestleMania Extra Large.
He thought it was WrestleMania, he knew it was WrestleMania 40, but he said, why are they calling it Extra Large?
Yeah.
Which, oh.
It was really funny.
That was comedy.
Yeah. Comedy gold.
Yeah. All right. We are, going to go get ready for Night 2. You'll see our Night 2 reactions next week. We're going to have a bit more time to digest that, so I think we're going to pick apart a bit more of the storylines. And we'll also cover the Raw after Mania, because that would have been out. so we'll be able to go through
what maybe the whole week.
Yeah, and we'll give you a bit more of what we want to see going forward vibe.
Once again, feedback, we really do appreciate it.
Yes, please.
Whether it's comments, follow us on our socials at Make a Fan of You, TikTok, Instagram, X, subscribe to us on YouTube. We really appreciate it. Yeah, thank you for listening. We love you. And with that, hit the music.